This is Adnan Kumar. That's ADNAN, space QAMAR, dictating for Dr. Maher Elder. Date of service is January 26, 2013. Patient name is Laquita Jackson Davis. That's LAQUITA space JACKSON-DAVIS. Date of birth is August 15, 1966. Primary care physician is Barry Brever, that's B-A-R-R-Y, space B-R-A-V-E-R. Please copy the address, phone number, and fax number of the primary care physician from page 1 of the dictation, December 29, 2012. The referring physician is Alfred Schneider, that's A-L-F-R-E-D, space S-C-N. E-I-D-E-R. Please copy the address, phone number, and fax number of the referring physician from page 1 of the dictation of December 29, 2012. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit, follow-up. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Ms. Davis in our cardiology clinic today. As you know, she is a very pleasant 46-year-old African-American lady with past medical history significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, and episodes of syncope and venous insufficiency status post bilateral laser ablation. She also has a past medical history significant for motor vehicle accident in 2010 with residual left-sided weakness, and also she is status post back surgery, which was done recently. She is in our cardiology clinic today for a follow-up visit. Next paragraph, on today's visit, the patient is doing relatively well. However, she has been complaining of shortness of breath with mild to moderate exertion. Also says that she feels her heart racing since last week. However, she denies any chest pain, orthopnea, or paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea. She denies any syncope or presyncopal attacks or episodes of sudden loss of consciousness. She denies any intermittent claudication, skin color changes, or varicose veins or swelling in the legs. She is following with her primary care physician regularly. She is compliant with her medications. Graph, past medical history. Past medical history is significant for number 1, hypertension, number 2, hyperlipidemia, number 3, history of syncope, number 4, venous insufficiency, she is status post bilateral laser ablation, number 5, obesity, number 6, congestive heart failure with ejection fraction of 40 to 45%. Next paragraph, past surgical history. Past surgical history is significant for laser ablation of varicose veins on both legs. Next paragraph, social history. She denies smoking, drinking alcohol, or using any illicit drugs. Next paragraph, family history, which is insignificant. Next paragraph, allergies. She is allergic to latex, kiwi, strawberry, pineapples, morphine, Benadryl, and erythromycin. Next paragraph, current medications. Current medications include metoprolol XL 25 mg once daily, simvastatin 20 mg once daily, flexeril 10 mg BID, Vicodin ES 750 mg 3 times daily, Lasix 20 mg once daily, Neurontin 300 mg BID, multivitamins daily, and vitamin D3 once daily. Next paragraph, physical examination. On today's visit, the patient's blood pressure is 133 over 84, her pulse is 78. She weighs 182 pounds and her height is 5 feet 4 inches. She has a BMI of 31.2. Please copy and paste the rest of the normal physical examination template. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. Number 1, pulmonary function test. Pulmonary function test done on December 29, 2012, the findings were interpreted to be normal. Point, venous Doppler ultrasound study of the lower extremities. The ultrasound study of the lower extremities was done on December 29, 2012. And the results were as follows. The color duplex evaluation of the lower extremity shows no evidence of acute deep vein thrombosis. Point echocardiogram. Echocardiogram performed on December 29, 2012 shows the following findings. There is mild global hypokinesis of left ventricle contractility. The overall left ventricular systolic function is mild to moderately impaired with an ejection fraction between 40 to 45%. There is mild mitral regurgitation, there is mild tricuspid regurgitation, and there is mild physiologic pulmonic regurgitation. Next point, EKG. Please copy the EKG findings from page 3 of the dictation of December 29, 2012. Next point, lab studies. Please copy the lab study findings from page 3 of the dictation of December 29, 2012. Next point, myocardial stress test. Please copy the stress test findings from page 3 of the dictation of December 29, 2012. Next point, electroencephalogram. Please copy the electroencephalogram findings from page 3 of the dictation of December 29, 2012. Next point, non-contrasticity of the head. Please copy the CT scan findings from page 3 of the dictation of December 29, 2012. Next point, carotid artery ultrasound scan. Please copy the ultrasound carotid ultrasound findings from page 3 of the dictation of December 29, 2012. Next point, tilt table testing. Please copy the tilt table testing findings from page 3 of the dictation of December 29, 2012. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number 1, hypertension. On today's visit, the patient's blood pressure is 133/84, which is within the normal range. She was taken off of metoprolol on her last visit, but was advised to continue retaking it for adequate control of her blood pressure. We also told the patient to monitor her blood pressure at home and bring the blood pressure readings on the next follow-up visit for better assessment of her blood pressure and also for possible adjustment to her medications if needed. Meanwhile, we instructed her to adhere to a strict low-salt and low-fat diet, and we will continue to monitor her blood pressure readings in the next follow-up visits. Next point, shortness of breath. On today's visit, the patient complains of shortness of breath on mild to moderate exertion. On her last visit, we had ordered a 2D transthoracic echocardiogram to rule out any cardiac causes of her shortness of breath. The echocardiogram was performed on December 29, 2012, and shows overall left ventricular systolic function impairment, which is mild to moderate impairment. The ejection fraction was calculated to be 40 to 45%. Today's test, we have recommended a cardiac stress test. The cardiac stress test is to be performed on February 1, 2013. She is to follow up with the cardiac stress test findings on February 4, 2013. We will take appropriate steps on her next follow-up visit after her cardiac stress test results. Venous insufficiency. The patient had a history of venous insufficiency status post laser ablation for varicose veins bilaterally. On today's visit, the patient states that her lower extremity swelling is decreasing. The patient has been using compression stockings for the past year, and we have advised her to continue doing so. On her last visit, we had ordered a venous ultrasound to check the improvement after the procedure. We will follow up with the test results on the next follow-up visit. Next point, history of DVT. The patient, as per her statement, states that she has a history of DVT. On her last visit, we had ordered a venous ultrasound to check for any acute or chronic DVTs. The venous Doppler ultrasound study was performed on December 29, 2012, and the results showed no evidence of acute deep vein thrombosis. Next point, hyperlipidemia. The patient is currently taking simvastatin 20 mg once daily. She is to follow up with her primary care physician regularly for regular lipid profile testing and frequent LFTs, and to maintain our target LDL of less than 70. Next point, cardiopharmacogenomics. DNA drug sensitivity testing done on February 3, 2012 showed normal metabolism to CYP2C19, normal metabolism to CYP2C9, intermediate metabolism to VK ORC1, normal metabolism to CYP3A4, intermediate metabolism to CYP3A5. The patient was notified of the results on this visit. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Davis. Our phone number has been provided for her to call with any questions or concerns. We will see the patient back on February 4, 2013. Meanwhile, she is instructed to continue to see her primary care physician. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Adnan Kamar, dictating for Dr. Mahir Elder. Period. This is the end of the dictation.